Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. As the last of the Milwaukee area's schools prepare to wrap up classes for the year this week, students of all ages are thinking about their summer plans. Some will work jobs for the next few months, some will travel for vacations, some will go to camp, some... well, you get the idea. But the end of the school year marks the end of a long period away from home for students at one institution. The Wisconsin International Academy itself isn't a school. Rather, it is the home away from home for dozens of high school-age students from China who are attending schools in the Milwaukee area. We stop by the academy, which occupies a former motel along Blue Mound Road in the western reaches of Wauwatosa, and met up with WIA's president, John Sun, along with Matt Gibson, its principal. Sun explains what students and their families see in the value of school in the United States versus what they'd expect in China.
Well, that's a kind of long story. I came to Wisconsin 23 years ago, you know, to Marquette for my graduate study, and I have been here for a long time. The demand for education in China is huge, and after many years of living experience in Wisconsin, I know that there's a huge resource in here. However, Wisconsin is part of the Midwest, and not necessarily like a very popular, like a West Coast, East Coast to Chinese people. I feel like there's something I can do to fill out a gap. That's how I started like 2008, 2009 to explore the possibility to get students to here. So once I talk about more and more about Wisconsin, then people really like in here. I think when you ask why people come to Wisconsin or United States to study, you know, for high school, there are many, many reasons. As you know, nowadays people are talking about global education, global competition, not that like it used to be. Corner store. The vision education is global. So for people who have those financial capability, definitely they explore like opportunity to study abroad, including like United States, not just the United States and Europe and other countries as well.
Do the students that come here typically spend their full 4 years of high school in the United States, or is it some combination of different lengths of time?
Their intention is come here to finish their high school. They may come here as a sophomore because they may, you know, Chinese education also have a kid 12, 1 to 12 years, but they may come here after their middle school, which is ninth grade. So they come here sophomore, but some of those come here freshmen. You can see the trends. More and more kids come here for freshmen now. For 4 years, they try to complete 4 years before they go to college in U.S. or other country in the world.
You mentioned that many students might know cities on the East Coast or West Coast of the United States, but Wisconsin is less well known. How much convincing, how much explaining do you have to do when you go out and recruit students to come to a place like Milwaukee?
Well, there's no doubt New York, Washington, or West Coast, California are very popular in China. However, I think for high school students, parents will make a big part of the decision. And as a story I tell the parents in China, like in Wisconsin, many people may go out for jobs or opportunities when they are under 30, but they come back to raise their family, to have education in Wisconsin. So I think that story tells people that for a secondary education, Wisconsin actually have better resources than other places. Of course, they could go to West Coast or East Coast after their graduation for colleges, so they're not going to miss that part later time.
And is the hope or the expectation that students who come here from China and spend their high school years here will return to China for college? Do they stay in the United States for college and then return? Or is there some thought that they might stay here for a longer period of time?
Their intention here, eventually want to go to college in the United States or other country in Europe or Western countries. But eventually after college graduation, I believe that most of them will go back to China because they have a family business in China. They have some other interest in China. I mean, I don't think they think about that much. They always see the two possibilities, could stay here or could be in China. Either way, they will do global business. It's not just say stay in the U.S. just work for a local company, but they're thinking globally.
Matt Gibson, I think of myself at 14 or 15 years old and think of what I was capable of doing independently from my parents or the people I knew well. And it would be difficult for me to imagine, you know, leaving home and going so far to such a potentially foreign culture at that age. What are the kinds of issues that you are set up to assist with on a daily basis at a place like this?
Two of the major ones that come to mind is one is the extent of English proficiency that they have in order to navigate a different culture. That's always a layer, regardless of whether they're learning science or math or the social studies or English or religion class, for example. Their English proficiency has a lot to do with their success level in that. And we screen for that in China, and we have them come over with a pretty high level of that, and then we supplement that all the way through. I would say the other variable is the extent to which they have self-discipline on the inside of them, because when we have a group of 150 students in a dormitory situation, self-discipline is a major determiner of their success. The ability to self-start, and the ability to do daily assignments, which they're not used to doing. When they come here, they're used to big exams and a lot of free time in between or intensive study in between. Here, they have to get used to the structure of turning in daily assignments, which is a matter of discipline. And then as an example underneath that discipline, simply just going to school every day, getting up every day, getting into the routine of going to school every day. We help them with that. There's only so much, though, that you can help the student who resists that. Most of them have to adjust to that over a period of time.
How equivalent is the education system? How foreign does going to school in the United States seem to many of these students who have up till now gone to school in China?
The sciences are more familiar to the students in terms of math, science, computer science, for example. They're learning the vocabulary in English, but the thought processes are the same. In contrast to that, study of any kinds of social sciences, or we have five parochial schools, so study of religion, they have to learn the vocabulary, and they also have to learn the English and the thought process. So that's new to them. And then regarding pedagogy, regarding instruction, there's a lot of dailiness to education here in the U.S., in contrast to a lot of study preparing for a big exam in China. There's also a lot of expectation here for discussion and for group work, and it's more individualized in China. So those are all transitions students need to make.
You came here to go to Marquette. How big a challenge was the U.S. education system versus what you had known?
Well, the challenge, of course, first of all, is language. Language, when I came over here, of course, that time, not that many English like teaching resources in China compared with nowadays. And nowadays, kids start in China, they may learn English when they are in the kindergarten. So I think they do have a better advantage than I used to have. Even though still, I think the first challenge is still language. And second is the culture. Culture is not necessarily daily life and also school system, the difference between those school, two different school systems. As Dr. Gibson just mentioned, in China, everything you do in the school, study is for exam. The Gaokao is a final like entry exam for colleges, very competitive. So in the high school in China, they have 3 years. Year and a half, they finish all the curriculum. Then second year and a half, basically everyday practice for the final test. So it's very stressful. I think what I learned now, the kids who like the United States, like the high school here, end of the high school, they feel like now I know what I can do, what I like to do. Basically, they find themselves.
As you say, there are 150 or so students. They live together. How much socialization with Americans do they get?
The major venue for them integrating with Western students, domestic students at the high school, is extracurricular activities and clubs. And so many of them stay after school and are bused back just in time for dinner, or even we save dinner for them. So that's the main period of time. And then in the evenings, they're largely here studying or being quiet. They're with one another. And then the weekends, we organize community service and we organize student activities to expose them to other Western experiences and volunteerism, and then just seeing the city, seeing Chicago. Chicago, for example, they largely do that with one another, but the places that they go, their integration experiences. I would acknowledge that I think one of our challenges, one of our biggest frontiers is to have students get to the comfort level that they really enjoy interacting with Western peers, and then to get the Western peers to the comfort level of reaching out, because it takes a conscious reaching out both ways. You think about background experience being different, and you think about language being different, and you put them together, they could easily talk for 15 minutes, pretty easily talk for 30 minutes, but to spend extended periods of time together requires common experiences. So we notice a difference, for example, second year here versus third year, pretty major difference when they get toward graduation, which they've had that experience relating to one another in informal situations.
Does success build on itself? Is it easier to recruit students to come here given a 3-year track record?
Absolutely. There's a lot of word of mouth that is part of our recruiting, and also the electronic media within China. We're able to market, for example, not theoretical things, but very real things. What we do is we chronicle all of that all the way through, and then they're able to, what they see is what they get because we've got the 3-year track record right now.
What is your background? How did you happen to come to this work in this place?
I've been in public education for 40 years, the last 31 of those years as a superintendent of schools. So I'm just very interested in education. And then I'm interested in the international aspect right now and bridging cultures.
Well, and so how did you find the output, if you will, the result of your work here versus what you'd experienced for so many of your past years in public schools where, you know, you're really responsible for everyone?
The result of the work here is different because I think there are more things that we're working on here. Academics is at the top of the list, but safety and self-discipline are there, and bridging cultures is there. So there are more layers to this one because of the international aspect and because of the group living situation. So it's just different. It's more interesting to me at this point in my life. And in some ways it's better, some ways it's not as good, but it's just interesting because of the diversity that's there.
This is a former motel that you have converted into this facility. Where do you see things going, say, 5 years from now? What would you like the Wisconsin International Academy to be?
We're trying to mature our processes right now because when you start out, everything is new. So with each year that we go into, we take a look at specific things that we do and we measure them and we try to make them better than the year before. So right now we're starting an initiative to work on mental health, for example, mental and emotional health. And while we could have done that a couple of years ago, we were busy working on more basic things than that. Another initiative that will be coming up is very conscious attempts to bridge cultures, for example. But we started out working on English language learning, working on academics, working on attendance, just some very basic things. So each year that we're here, we'll build more capacity into the system. In the meantime, we're trying to refine those prior processes.
Given your 3 degrees from Marquette, as students get to the point where they're choosing colleges, are you steering them just to the east of here?
Well, definitely I'm a fan for Wisconsin. So I have a knowledge about those colleges in Wisconsin. Like we're going to have a college fair. We have over 20 colleges going to come here in between 12 and 2 o'clock. I'm hoping, you know, most of our students are going to participate and going to benefit from participation.
There is still, even you know, with what we hear as the challenges in education here, there's still, I think, around the world, a sense that the American education system, whether it's parochial or public schools, turns out some very smart people.
As we're getting to know the parents and parents talk with one another, China is a very competitive environment, as you would expect, and the U.S. does as well. They compete differently, but coming to school in the U.S. Is a competitive edge, as it's viewed by the Chinese parents that I've talked about. So I think the reason for that is just the immersion in the Western culture, because they don't lose what the Chinese parenting has brought to them and what the Chinese schools have brought to them and their whole upbringing. They don't lose that, but then they add this other dimension, and they do that for 4 years. So they have the benefit of both.
The building that we're in, the buildings around us, they are coming together and feeling more like a dormitory setting?
Yes, this place has really developed quickly. We're using the 2 banquet centers upstairs for an academic center, a quiet area, downstairs for a student union, an active area, the former Blue Mound Gardens restaurant for our cafeteria, an art studio upstairs, and obviously the hotel converted to a dormitory.
What are the kinds of things that keep the two of you up at night when you think about the challenges that you face?
Well, the students are our first. You know, of course, just like we see them just like our own kids. We worry about everything. You know, we were pleased when something good happened. But as you know, the high school students, they are special. You know, they are very creative, and sometimes you just need to, you know, be closer to them and help them and be there if they need you. I think that's ongoing. End of the day, we want them to be successful and to get to their dreams universities.
Well, I hope it works out for them and for you. And I thank you both for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jian Sun is president and Matt Gibson is principal at Wauwatosa-based Wisconsin International Academy, which houses more than 100 Chinese students attending high schools in the Milwaukee area.